你在的你们人都在老公你个结巴的中年在等你老公刚刚等你老公刚刚年不懂办的各位中美生的操纵的十分他们的结果最澳门的让第三天就把那牛排就把那小鸡双鸡他们就去三股鸡追弄啊操先把点都给的意思我就各位中美生的操纵十分他们你可不是绝对那澳门的我觉得我们这边上几万就上一万的嘛到除了你人家那段都不看是上一万人都我第一些白天都过过那个谁呢第一看到了一人不及上万地方上人家三中跟人家长呢三中的第二地方的是我觉得你南军接了记得接人家门这边有万的话再接Saji tenye diva siji. Siji dan no tenye diva siji de saji de ending. Saji tenye diva siji durji semo. Oji da pancha dambuji. Oda teni nasan janji kalu namban on the kuji. Oda teni oda tenda yopan oni dandana tenye diva. Chansam tenye diva jirona chansam jona tondo. Chansam ji chanan de jibala. Tien sabanam ji kursiva mataos mataoba.Dia orang dan depan kami kau yang tenar serkam dulu sini dah masalah. Tapi sejak dulu semua, dulu semua ni orang tu boleh kau bayar yang bersih tu sih sama semua. Odeh tenar gue kuni dah depan gue sih bati kau jam.
Rembo cila di tan ni mencawang ngat sukarit tambo dulu semua. Tene.
Si rendi nanjur jaga je sejak dini dewa si sejak dulu semua si.Oda dani di tujuh ngasong jang jauh sekarang kita berlangsung ke jendim. Oda cantan jitu sejati tidak cantan berjauh jadi kasih yukiwari. Oda panjang tambo sejati susina jadi ngai yukiwari.
I'm sorry, I'm still missing some information on that, but I'll definitely get it down in writing. There are some words I didn't recognize at all. So we continue now with the presentation of the third master, which is the Master Kunga Nyingpo, and he states that we must accept the explanation that this teacher, in his final existence, having accumulated merit for three countless eons, he entered equipoise in the supreme limit of the fourth absorption in the Akanishta field.So what he's saying is that Buddha Shakyamuni, he spent three countless eons, he accumulated all this merit, and he only at the end of that, he was at the Akanishta field, and he was at the limit of this final absorption. And then it was at that point that all the Buddhas of the ten directions woke him through the sound of snapping their fingers, etc. Why is that? He's backing up his opinion by quoting here the Illuminating Lam, Jerimuche's text on the five stages of Guhya Samaja, where it says, in brief, when the Bodhisattva Siddhartha was seated near the Bodhi tree, not only did the Tathagatas inspire him, but they took him from the Vajra peak to the realm of Akanishta called the Dense Array, without clarifying whether it was Akanishta or the desire realm. And there's actually some...Rinpoche mentioned something here, you know, differentiating the Vajra peak from the Akanishta array, the dense array field. I need to get this information. I'll get back to you.
Oji, that's in a jidan. That's in a yonji, di korla, yonji, na takshu shama jidan on it. Oda kaji, shetar in the parjan, taba lam jin tar rasi.Tajin doli kelam dzau gombo ter, tni yoga namjur jago, namji nomba tamni, thongjawa certemba yensingi tinran kua kasiga tinran di tini dukamandis, mandi di lami jenni, jiga lami ka jadi dzau ni, ranglam dan janglam susur jeni, jiga thongjawa certemba ni yobar serba siapa yujis, namjur jenni ranglam janglam sena tinra serka doni mandi sena da, jeli tter serba siapa mewi cerdi.第一看了吉隆坡吉宗安地方宗隆坡人外三中那个浪之章呢蓝莓吉隆吉唐伯尼也是的我个人一个人的这个努力个人在你马特本我的我个人从来的特别带的今年的蓝莓吉隆吉唐伯尼人个人的媳妇但我个吉的家伙但蓝莓个人个吉的家伙的家我的这个吉人不及特别的这些的这些用了个这么的你的你
Now, we continue with a further point to be clarified. So one says that this method of explanation teaches the method of attaining enlightenment through adding the yogic path at the end of the perfection vehicle path. And now Om Pelden replies to that, that this is unacceptable because in Highest Yoga Tantra, it is clearly explained that there are two different ways to attain enlightenment through differentiating one's own path and the path of others. In Yoga Tantra, that is not clearly explained. And again, the text that is quoted here is the Illuminating Lamp, is Jay Rinpoche's text on the five stages of Guhya Samaja. And what that text states is that the Highest Yoga Tantra system explains both the attainment of enlightenment in one life through entering one's own dual life path from the beginning, or attaining enlightenment at the end of the perfection vehicle path through adding the mantric path. Now, we need to mention here that when we talk about trainees, who, especially those who practice Tantra, they are categorized in five groups. And the first group of those is called jewel-like. They're like the jewel, you know, they're the best disciples, and they're the ones who will do it, as it says here, just in one life through entering this particular path. There are others who will not do it that quickly, they will not do it that simply. Others will first of all train through the perfection vehicle, and having completed the perfection vehicle, they will enter newly into the mantric vehicle. So that point on the first paragraph, and then it continues by saying, in the yogic system, applying that previously explained to the perfection vehicle through differentiating one's path and others' paths does not appear, right? So this yoga system is a bit different, and supplementing the way of attaining enlightenment at the end of one's path does not clearly appear. Therefore, I wonder whether those explanations of one's path, such as attaining enlightenment through the Buddha's inspiring one, having completed the ground previously explained, etc., are the yoga system. This should be well examined.
So now
Om Pelden gives makes some comment on that and says himself, therefore I wonder whether we shouldn't assert that in the yoga system our teacher attained enlightenment through entering that yogic path from the beginning, and it is not necessary to add it to add the yogic path in attaining enlightenment in the perfection vehicle. So now Umpelden here seems to be saying, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni, the way he did it is that he didn't really train first in the perfection vehicle, and at the end of that he entered the yogic path. Rather, from the beginning he entered the yogic path, and this is how he was enlightened. Now, further that, we have one more line of information given, and we have a text called The Two Investigations composed by Kedru Rinpoche. And what does Kedru Rinpoche says is that the explanation of the two investigations explained that the mantric path is added at the end of the perfection vehicle. So Kedru Rinpoche says it is possible that one practices through the perfection vehicle, and at the end of that perfection vehicle, one supplements the path and completes the path by relying on mantra. So what Kedru Rinpoche is saying is that this mode of practice is possible, but that does not necessarily mean that our teacher Buddha Shakyamuni followed this particular path. We accept that Buddha Shakyamuni entered from the beginning the yogic path. Now, we have actually completed the first part of the text that was saying that we deal briefly with the three lower classes of Tantra. We have given the presentation of each of those classes as well as the presentation, the grounds and paths of those. And now we start with the second part of the text, which is the major presentation of highest yoga Tantra. So number two is the way to progress on the path of the highest yoga Tantra. In this, we see that we have two main subdivisions. One is the general system of highest yoga Tantra, and the second one is the system of Kala Chakra. The system of Kala Chakra has its own presentation, as it varies a little bit from the general system. In the general system, you would have the presentation of Tantra such as the Guhya Samaja Tantra, the Jigje, how you say Jigje? Yamataka, and so forth. So, again, in the general highest yoga tantras, we will have similar paths, four steps to follow. So it says the system of the general highest yoga tantra has four. First of all, becoming a vessel suitable to meditate on the path, and you do that through receiving the proper empowerment. The second one is keeping the vows and commitments pure. The third one was the way to practice the path, and the fourth one is the way to manifest the results of this practice.
Toba
Now, so the first one would be the way to become a suitable vessel to meditate on the path. And the text says, one becomes a vessel suitable to meditate on the path through entering any suitable mandala of highest yoga tantra explained from within the authentic divisions of tantra. And the word authentic here is quite important. You need to find, to make sure that you're following something which is authentic, something that has the proper lineage. And so something that had been explained from within the authentic divisions of Tantra and elucidated by a qualified Mahasiddha and by obtaining empowerment. And here, remember that we explained the empowerment can be seen in three levels. This word empowerment here refers to the basic empowerment at the time of the ritual. Further, from the perspective of fully practicing the path, one must obtain the fourth empowerment. Now, as we say, in Highest Yoga Tantra, we have four types of empowerments, but it is not necessary that all of the students will qualify and that are suitable vessels to receive all four of them. Therefore, a proper examination should be made, and according to the level of the disciple, maybe one or all four empowerments can be given. So, for example, if the Lama thinks that a person is suitable merely to see the mandala, they might only allow the person to see the mandala without bestowing empowerment. Or they might decide that the student is only qualified to meditate on the state of generation. And if this is the case, they will only bestow the Vas empowerment. If they decide that the student is fully qualified to receive the full set of empowerments, they will give the full set of empowerments. So this is why it says, in order to fully practice all of the path, all of the stages of the path, you must have also the fourth empowerment. There are stages.
ဟောဒီတဲ့တင်ရကြည့်တဲ့တင်ကြီးတဲ့ဟောကြီးနံပါတ်3ဘောအမြင်အောင်ရင်ပဲရင်သူဒီအမြင်အောင်ကောင်းတဲ့ထောပဲကျန်ခိုးလာရုမန္တရပါယီကြီးတောင်းနာကြည့်ဆောင်ယူပါလိဩဒတင်ရအောင်ကျင်တနာယောင်ဟောကောင်းကောင်းတဲ့ထောပဲကျန်ခိုးတဲ့လာဩဒကျန်ခိုးတိကြပါကိုရီတိကိုကျန်ခိုးလာတင်နေထောရကြည့်တနေ့တန်ဆုံးကိုကျန်ခိုးလာတင်နေထောရကြည့်ဩဒတင်ရောင်ငေါ်လာမြင့်တဲ့ဆိုလူချစ်လာတင်နေထောရကြည့်
Now, when we talk about bestowing the empowerments, and first of all, the first one, the vase empowerment, and we will see here that we have different types of mandalas. It says, in general, there are four types of mandalas. Regarding the mandala where one attains the vase empowerment, there are three mandalas. First of all, the printed one. Second, the colored particle mandala, which is the sound mandala. Third one is the body mandala. And for some special disciples, there is also number four, which is the absorption mandala. And Rupcha was saying here, the case of the fourth mandala, which is the absorption mandala, is given only in special cases. Some special disciples...
Visualized mandala.
Yes, special disciples, which are actually meditators and have the power of visualization. They can visualize the whole mandala. So the lama visualizes the mandala, the student visualizes the mandala, and this is how the empowerment takes place. It's for special beings who already have developed some meditating powers. There is another type of mandala, which is the body mandala, but as you will see, this is not always appropriate. So it says, in bestowing empowerment in the body mandala, it is not suitable to bestow empowerment on those who have not attained prior empowerment. So you cannot be just a beginner and you walk in and the first empowerment that you receive is the body empowerment. It doesn't work like that. Now, also, it says that it depends on the deity, because some deities, in some tantras we have it and some others we don't have it. So, for example, it says here, deities such as the Hiruka with bell bestow empowerment in a body mandala. But again, you can receive it as long as you already have let's say another type of empowerment as its basis, but not deities such as Yamantaka. Yamantaka does not have a body mandala. Now, although deities such as Guhya Samaja have a body mandala, no empowerment is bestowed there.
Yogi tradition, the five deities, the preliminary for the body mandala.
Oggi da di no ji no da di ni da ji na da di on ji no go da on bi on go ko la ta chu no ja ga yin di ni da on ko ma sam di song che ra bi ji ji on so ma sam bu di yin ba yin du de on ri 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 go jin ko la men ta ta ma da ba yu ba di ye ji yin ji ga ri se go ka ka de la ji de yin ba yin du on ko ma sam no ren ba yin de Ojuda song yong di kundu shang ju ji sam ji jing gu la ten yong on ker gong yi. Ojuda sherwe ji jing on di bang yi jing gu la ten yi ker gong yi. Oda tsukong di tong tam shang ju ji sam ji jing gu de. Oda on ker ba song di nga gu ji da men da tong gu chani yong man da ba yu di ni song shang.
So up to here, all the information that we had was regarding attaining the first type of empowerment, which is the vase empowerment, and following that we have the remaining three higher empowerments, and for them we have different types of empowerment. So it says, for the three higher empowerments, as said to be bestowed in order in the relative bodhicitta mandala, so this one will be applicable in the case of secret empowerment. Then we have the lotus of the mother mandala, which is applicable for the wisdom primordial awareness empowerment. And finally, we have the ultimate bodhicitta mandala, which is the basis for receiving the word empowerment. All right, so we stop here for the presentation of the text, and we have about 20 minutes, 25 minutes for questions and answers. Yes,
different objects and concentrate and to develop quicker concentration.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem
And so looking at these texts and examining, comparing the practices of the three lower tantras, there doesn't seem to be any great difference in those practices. We just generate the deity, we contemplate the emptiness of the deity, and we go along with practices that seem to be very similar. The only difference you're saying you're noticing is on the focal object we choose to meditate in order to develop, to increase the concentration. And is this the case or not? Yeah, right. Rinpoche-la-di, gyude-oma sum-te-na-la-ta-wa-i-na, kya-bar-se-tra-i tongi-mendo-sa. Ta chir-tan din-tre-hla-gum-tan di halam-halam chik-pa tongi-do-s. Tambo tomba-nyi-di su-su-ta-sam-lo-ta-hla-ju-ya. Tene-hla-ki tomba-nyi-thola-ta-sam-lo-tan-ne din-tre-gum-tan halam chik-pa-res. Yin-na-yang-di sam-ten-ke-ya-ta-sem-tse-tik-tu-ne-ya-ki-mi-yul-des. Ma kebar ma to kebar senda halam thongi mendu sa
ori da ji che jam ni ndo ndo yo wa ri di na zi ge ji men da tang tang tin da yo ma ndra ba ji che ban ran ga yo wa wa
yes, they seem to be having a lot of similarities, but maybe if you look, you know, into more depth, you might find some minor points being different, and there will be of course different names in the practices and so forth. Actually, the more you look at them, the more differences you might be able to identify in their practices and the names, of course, of those practices. If you look at the action tantra, you see that the main emphasis is on the on doing the meditation on the basis of the six deities. And, of course, in that we will have a meditation which does not rely on repetition, and then we would have meditation which is conjoined with repetition. When we came to performance tantra, we had actually four branches of repetition, but they were defined in a different way. There were the external branches of repetition and the internal branches of repetition. In the case of yoga tantra, our text actually does not give us a lot of detail, but again in that we would have different types of yoga, such as the yoga of the bases, the liberating yoga of the path, liberated yoga of the results and things like that. Although in this text we do not see great, you know, these things mentioned in great detail, there are differences in them. Now, Rinpoche was saying still, you know, if you look at these practices, they, of course, there are minor differences, of course they have different names and so forth, but in general we could group together all these practices together and talk about yoga with signs and yoga without signs. So in that way you can say that there are similarities. And also if we look at the way of positing the five paths and the tenth grounds, you would see that they're pretty similar.
Da hong ge chani yo mon yon da gu men ga ka da so sha je la wan ni zam su wo ji chi da ju yan ji nan ju je la ti den da hong chi ma sim tong wo ju ti nga ga gu ding ni wo den ma ri shu je la ti nga ga gu ding ni nan ju je la ju nga ki ten da du ji lo pon ji hong si ji di yu ding ni wo ju da din da gu che bra yang yu di wa ri da nan ju je la lo pon ji hong si ji di la yang yang ngor chi mu du so na ye gran ki bei yang da
And although we say that regarding the mode of meditation, there does not appear to be such a vast difference between the different three lower classes of Tantra, if we examine them from the point of view of empowerments that are given in each class, we see that there are differences. So, for example, in the action Tantra, we said that one only receives the water and the crown empowerment. Then moving up into the performance, we added three more empowerments to make a total of five. And then in Yoga Tantra, we added the sixth type of empowerment, which was the Vajra Master empowerment. And then again, that point of whether or not Vajra Master empowerment exists in the three lower tantras, or whether it exists only in highest Yoga Tantra, is something that is debated. Some Sakya Lamas have actually said that although you find the term Vajra Master empowerment in the case of Yoga Tantra, it is merely like an imputed empowerment. It doesn't really exist on that level. This is a point that is debated by Lama Tsongkhapa in the tantric stages of the path, whether or not it is merely imputed, whether it really exists on that level, or whether it's found only in Highest Yoga Tantra. So yes, from the point of view of the number of empowerments given, definitely there's difference. Also, another point that is presented in the tantric stages of the path are the views of various Tibetan as well as Indian masters who are holding the view that perhaps it is not possible for us to hold the position that there is self-generation as the deity in the case of action and performance Tantra. And that is debated again. Anyway, Rinpoche was saying in this particular presentation we mentioned a little bit on that, but we didn't really go on the debate of whether or not we have self-generation.
So one says that the difference between these three tantras, how to take pleasure into the past, looking, smiling, and touching. Does that come clear when one does a sadhana? Because these three ways of taking pleasure into the past, does that appear clear?
So to conclude that question, you're also adding this factor of taking pleasure into the path, which is done differently in each one of the classes of Tantra. Does that appear clearly on the sadhanas? And I'm also saying that you don't want to sum the nala chag lam tu kerwa ki tapche minjawa sum yoresa. Ina ya di nyamlendi di gomtsul the nala drupta thawa ina the nala.
Or you that the Lamjango, no child the Lam de Chira, the Zujiki Jesuna, you do.
Excuse me. Rinpoche was saying that although you this mode of bringing different types of desire into the path is not clear from the sadhanas, nevertheless, it will be clear if you look at the text of the particular tantras, because in those texts you would have the description of the respective mandalas, and in this one they will be describing how the deities, both male and female deities, are arranged in the mandala. Although they will never be depicted in the aspect of being in sexual union, nevertheless, there will be descriptions of how they are looking at each other, how they're smiling at each other, and how they're holding hands, how they're touching each other. So if you look at the particular tantras of the deities, you will find that, but not in the sadhana.
In the root tantra.
Oji da ji jada ji sha ji so ji ge jeng ru ge nang ge oji la la yang yo de zo la tin da ge do chou yo a ma ri di yin na yang chi de ja bo de ji gong bo ka zo so zo la do cha ge ru chi cha men de ba yo a yin du de da gu de ne tin da ji a zo na ji ta wen do chou na go bun do chou na lo chang ge do chou yo bo chen de wo nang ne kuan zu mu a dang kam dang de ne oji da tin da ge da ji zu de zo sang sha ga yin.
And the interesting thing is that although we are describing the deities looking at each other and smiling at each other and holding at each other as if they had this desire, the deities are completely free from this desire. This is just a skillful mean in order to work with the desire that exists from the side of the trainee, of the disciple, because disciples do have these different types of desires, and according to their mentality, according to their inclinations, different methods are used in order to help them overcome or deal with this desire.
Many people receive the blessings of the Vajrayogini and Tarachudamani, which seem to be something special other than an actual empowerment. Could Rinpoche explain how that fits into this scheme of receiving empowerment?
So you're saying that many people have received the blessings of Vajrayogini and Chittamani Tara, which seems to be other than an empowerment. Right. So you mean Jinnang, or you mean...
Yes, Wanshijila. You have to have received an empowerment before to receive those also. I'm just curious how that fits into the scheme that's explained here.
The scheme of the four classes of Tantra, or the scheme of...
Are you wondering if it's a body mandala?
Yeah, what kind of... It talks about, in general, there are four types of mandalas, and one has to enter the mandala and so forth. It explains only a difference for body mandala. I'm just wondering how... if there's another explanation for those two types.
All right, so further the question is whether we could clarify what type, on the basis of which type of mandala one receives these types of blessings. Rinpoche-la di nenchurma kabla dan chidamani tare kabla ngaronsu jinlab tobya yorwes. Jinlab ki toptan di kandris denala dune khani khawa du ores yamena kinkor khagi ki tone to ores luki mandere mandel khage ri min rawa nane mandel khagi tone to ores
ori da nanjur mi itada mane da zi shan la se ki war wa ori da de zo ji gar ze go ji yin ji choga di da jinang go choga yung yi war yo de man ba ji chen go rong go de yuari di ji and the zoyena garzu go manzuri yogone nanjur mazo yena demcha go khontog re wat yendu ji ti ti khontog yemba yendu ti dang chen de ban de ji yending yending ji ji dang de ni ma lu go cheng go la yong nanjur ma sunyi ko no lu chi ji ga yu aru wa o ji yin ji ji chagne na ji chunjang go ngo la ji da cheng gur da zo tam din da ji chagne din da ji ji gu gu yu a ri di zu zu ji da ji ge nan jur mi lu che la nan jur ma sun yi kun wo da li che kun din da ge gu ni da ji ge ri zu gu mo ha ji xian la ge zhe de zi din da ji lian ya ji song yong gu yu a
ri de ne lu ge man de tong la de su tu ye ma
ri ri ri
Right. So Rinpoche was saying that in the case of these two, Vajrayogini and Chittamani Tara, one can either receive blessings on the basis of a jhanang, or one can receive blessings on the basis of going through the mandala. And if this is the case, like for example, if we're looking at Vajrayogini, one would usually, this is given in conjunction with Heruka, right? So you would have to follow that particular pattern. It is given on the basis of a body mandala where 32 deities are involved in that. So it would be done on the basis of body mandala. Now, Chittamani Tara is a class of its own. It's a unique system, let's say. And Rinpoche was saying, we cannot really point out, you know, this is the way, this to follow this or to follow this example or to do it in that way.
So the Tara Chittamani was Rinpoche saying that there's no particular references to root tantra or something. Reference some best one, but it is a pure vision of the Lama.
So for Chittamani Tara, we do not have actually a tantra that came from India. It is purely that we find a tradition that we find in Tibet. A similar situation arises with the practice of Chö, and what is exactly the origin of that? Where, you know, where are the references of this particular practice, and so forth? And there is a bit of debate of that. Some people say that the origins of the practice, they go back into the perfection sutras, but this is a sutra, right? And the Chö is a tantric practice, so a bit of, you know, a question mark arises in that.
Maji Labdhan said this is my own teaching, so the references, the present time, the teachings, but there's a sutra, so there's no basis. Good, in Maji Labdhan's her own teachings, there is no quotation based on tantra.
So the question was that at the time, for example, when we are present at the time where an empowerment is given, there is a certain ritual that is going ahead, and we come in contact with certain objects, ritual objects, and it seems that they are representing something, right? What is the real thing represented by them, and what does it really mean to receive this empowerment? Yeah, Rinpoche Langaranzo, she wanki kavla dangaranzo mima mambo zongyorwa dine ngaranzo din din re ta je minra wa te ta so ju pen na chu ina din re ten so lu ta regne ta ngaranzo te te to gi ngaranzo want to yores ina ya ten so kangalo Now, it is the case that when we are present in the case of the ritual of the empowerment, that certain ceremonial objects are shown to us. And these are called the external substances of the empowerment. They are there to symbolize something at a different level. But we need to have, let's say, a physical representation, and we need to have something physical to come in contact with in order to generate the conception that we have received this empowerment. But merely by coming in contact with that and without understanding what lies behind it, it is questionable whether you receive this empowerment. You need to have a lot of factors coming together. As the great Lama Tsongkhapa has mentioned in the tantric stages, when we talk about empowerment, this can be seen in two levels. One is on the level of awareness, shepa, and the other one is on the level of non-associated compositional factors.
Now, awareness or known phenomena.
Now, the second type, which is in the nature of non-associated compositional factors, is actually described as being potency. Right? So one is awareness, the other is potency. And the important thing about empowerment, and the reason why I personally use the term empowerment rather than initiation, is because it is the thing that authorizes you to do some practices. It gives you the power, it gives you that potency to do things, right? So the potency, the awareness that are represented by the external substances, when we come in contact with all of that, then we can say that we have received the empowerment.
The second one is the initiation in nature of the causative phenomena, not having knowing phenomena. They mean duce, causative phenomena. Causative phenomena, not having the knowing phenomena. So that's the potential that's left on the mental continuum, the imprint.
Now, the same way that we make a distinction between empowerment and the empowering substances, in a similar way, we need to make a distinction between offering and offering substances. So we talk about the practice of making offerings. It's called puja in Sanskrit. And we need to make the distinction between the offering substances and the offering itself. The offering substances are actually material, worldly offerings, things such as different types of water, flowers, things that are eatable, drinkable, and so forth. But the actual offering is not really those material substances, but it's rather substances that have been blessed, and it is an action, the mental action of offering, this willingness to present and offer everything. So it's on a mental level rather than on a physical level. And to illustrate that, Rinpoche was reminding us of a story that you find in the Lamrim about how to make the proper offerings. And there was this particular meditator that on one day he had invited his teacher to come and visit him in his retreat place. And anticipating the coming of the teacher, he had actually arranged his altar in a very beautiful way, and he had put all these rich offerings out there. And as he was sitting there and waiting for the teacher to come, he contemplated on his action, and he said, well, my offering today is not good at all. It's completely mixed with the eight worldly dharmas. So he picked up some ashes from his fireplace, and he just threw the ashes on the offerings. And later on, the teacher comes and the teacher says, what is this? You know, what happened in your altar? And the meditator explained, you know, this is what happened. I realized it was totally contaminated by the eight worldly dharmas. That was not the right offering. And the teacher congratulated him on the action.
Having sprinkled this, having thrown the dust of the eight worldly dharmas, is the best offering.
What I think I understood is that in highest yogic tantra, we use the bliss to generate the primordial awareness cognizing emptiness, and in these lower tantras, we use the cities so to generate the primordial wisdom cognizing emptiness. How do you use cities to generate emptiness? Right, that's what I'd like to know. Like, what is the technique, or how does that work?
So the question was that in the highest yoga tantra, the text states clearly that we generate bliss, and we utilize that bliss in order to generate the wisdom comprehending emptiness. This is clear in highest yoga tantra. In the lower tantras, it seems that we need to rely on the siddhis in order to do that. And the question is, how do you transform a siddhi, or how do you utilize the siddhi in order to generate the wisdom comprehending emptiness? Rinpoche la de nga rosu la me ki wang e na de cha lam tu cher ne tomba ni to pe ye she ki ngo de na la de cha ki ngo din re ju ne nga rosu tomba ni ngo sum tu to pe ki ye she din re ke tu yo re sa yin na ya le ta gyu de oma sum mi na nga rosu di ngo ju de na la tu ne tomba ni to pe ki ye she che o re sa di kan de se yo sing it is ngo ju la ngo ju ngo ju la Well, Rinpoche said that actually in the case of the three lower tantras, we mentioned that we rely on the siddhis in order to speed up the path, But it doesn't actually say that you generate the siddhis in order to generate the mind comprehending emptiness. It's not that the siddhis somehow are transformed into the mind comprehending emptiness. We say that in terms of the siddhis, we have the supreme siddhis and we have the common siddhis. And in the cases of common siddhis, we mention things such as swift-footedness and so forth. This just describe certain attainments, let's say, that you have as you progress along the path, and they can help you progress quickly along the path. But the siddhi itself is not done for the sake of generating the wisdom comprehending emptiness.
It's just like we've learned before, that it's just like a byproduct.
Right, well, if we look at the siddhis, as I say, it is quite useful to make the distinction between the supreme and the common siddhis. And an example how they are attained or how they appear, let's say, at different stages of the path. We have the four common siddhis, such as the siddhis of pacification, of increase, and so forth. These are things that can be utilized or can be employed, relied upon right from the beginning of the path. And definitely you can develop siddhis during the path of accumulation of the and preparation. It is really from the path of seeing, where you have the direct realization of emptiness, that you would have, you know, the full strength of siddhis manifesting. As for the all this refers to common siddhis. As for the supreme siddhi, since it refers to the state attaining the state of enlightenment, it will be the last thing to be attained.
All right,
we stop here.